Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, welcome everyone. I am your host and, yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have prepared for you an amazing show with a very fantastic, sweet, oh my goodness, very, very amazing guest. And, well, I have her online. But before I continue on with my show, as I always do, I like to take a couple of minutes of your precious time, because I have to thank everyone here at the Lizzie T Radio Show who is listening to us all over the world. Yes, you've heard it right, all over the world. We are being listened, everyone, and we are in Canada, and I have to mention that, everyone, because we are also all over the world, as you heard by my intro. I'm not going to be naming every country, every city, because we are running out of time. Every time I add a country, I add a city, it's like it never end. So let's leave it as the continent. We're being listened to Australia. Hello to my Australia listeners. South America, Central America, Jamaica. I have to make a special mention to Jamaica because I love my Jamaican friends. This is where it's warm. Netherlands, here throughout 10 beautiful provinces. Obviously, in United States, huge following. Ukraine, Nigeria, England, Europe. Oh, my goodness, all of the praise. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created, by the way, just 2 years ago, and here we are, exploding all over the world, over 10,000 listeners, over 4,000 subscribers to our newsletter. Wow. I mean, this is what I worked really, really, really hard for, and here I am. It's working, and I'm networking with amazing people all over the world, and I'm doing the show. I love what I do, and this is fantastic. On the musical section, right after my interview, we will be playing MP3, and the reason is because this is a radio show, everyone. And in the news, well, we're in Canada, and some of you know, I had to escape to Cuba because I couldn't handle it anymore. And look at it outside today, was a huge storm. I had some networking meetings to go early. I couldn't go, but it is what it is. So let's not complain. Let's try to be a little bit early where we have to be. And if you are at your place, just make sure that you are nice and warm, having that nice cup of tea, which I'm having right now here at my studio, which is very comfortable. I want to thank also my sponsors. Thank you so, so, so much, Nature Nova. If you're interested in programs for your school, for your camps, contact naturenova.ca, naturenova.ca. I will be playing the commercial right after the interview, and contact naturenova.ca. Today is not going to be the exception. So I wanted to make sure that I do give enough time for my guests to be talking. So today we are talking all about custom jeweler. Have you ever thought, instead of going to your regular place, I'm not going to name any names because I'm not advertising for any of those regular jewelers, but go to somebody special, somebody that can customize that special ring for that special occasion. Could be wedding, could be a communion, could be a sweet 16, or how we say it in Spanish, a quinceañera, or I don't know, maybe you just have this design in your mind, or maybe with somebody they can help you and design that special ring or the special custom jeweler just for you, very unique, and nobody else has it. Well, but you know what, guys, I'm not the expert. I definitely don't know what I'm talking about, but I have an ex for somebody who does. But before I bring her on, I have a pre-recorded bio, and you will hear a little bit of her background. You will hear a little bit of who she is, where she's from, as a she. Her name is Danielle, and we will play that right now.
Lizzy T Radio Show.
Danielle Salisbury. Danielle graduated from design program in 2003 and worked assistant designer at Design House. I learned a lot of my craft there, says Danielle. It was also where she demonstrated a flair for taking, creating custom pieces. This really carved a natural niche for me in custom design. Add that to Danielle's own entrepreneurial spirit, and Diamond Dashes was born. Milton was a natural fit for her when she started the business. There is a strong sense of community, which is a reflection of positive, warm-hearted people who live there, says Danielle, and customers are her priority.
Lizzy T Radio Show.
And that was a very, very interesting background. So I hope you guys now have a little bit of better idea who this person really is and where she came from and all that good stuff. Remember that right after the radio show, we have a musical section, and what is a radio show without music? For you that have submitted your MP3, we will be playing your song today. So the email to play your song is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. Please make sure that is PR rated. I know, but we've been getting some submissions that are, how can I say, not too adequate and not too interesting for what I would like to portray here on my radio show. So make sure that it's PR rated. I love to play your rap or your baladas or your tangos or even jazz. I love jazz, especially live jazz. I will love to play your song, but it has to be PR rated. Also, this show is being sponsored right now by naturenova.ca. Make sure you contact naturenova.ca. I will be playing the commercial right after our interview. And also, we are being sponsored by Allison Harvey. Allison Harvey is with Woman and on Fire, Woman on Fire. And you definitely also can contact Allison Harvey for their events that are coming in. They're coming in on Canada and also in the United States. So make sure that you tune in. Well, before we run out of time and right after that amazing talk to Danielle. Hello, hello, Danielle, and welcome to the Lizzy T Radio Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm just honored.
It's my pleasure, and it's my honor to be able to interview you. Such an amazing lady, gifted, sweet. I mean, I know this lady, everyone, for a little while, and she is the most beautiful soul I've ever met, and she's very kind, but don't underestimate. She's very good at what she does. So let's get started. We really don't want to run out of time, Danielle, and I always like to ask a little kind of funny question, but just make sure that you are comfortable. What is your favorite drink?
Oh, a pineapple and Malibu.
Ooh, wow.
I like to be reminded of somewhere warm, and I like to be near the water, and I like the fruity drinks. So, yeah, pineapple and Malibu would be my drink of choice.
Pineapple and Malibu. You know what, Allison, we've had here at the Lizzie T Radio Show anywhere from pina coladas to lemon water, which is my favorite, and pineapple. That's a new one. So thank you so much for playing along. So as a jeweler, let's all get started and talk about a little bit of background. There's your bio, but let's talk about how really did you get started into this industry?
Well, it's been a lifelong passion of mine. So it really started at a young age. And from there, my passion harvested into what I like to call as a healthy obsession. And that transpired into a post-secondary education in design. So my background is in fine jewelry, and my niche is custom design. So I've been doing that for quite some time. And, you know, I'm really inspired by other people's concepts and ideas, as well as helping other women create the things that they wish existed.
And this is very unique, everyone. And Danielle, I know from what I've seen and the little that I know of, you are very creative. But it's not just you. You collaborate with your couple, and if it's a couple's case, it's a wedding. But you collaborate. You come up with the perfect dream, whatever that they have in their home, in their minds. And this is a long life thing. And you customize it. Nobody else has something like that. How did you come up to a compromise? And because I assume that people probably will ask you for a very outrageous thing, and here you are designing with them and making that perfect, perfect jewelry.
Yeah, well, I mean, it started with me really recognizing that there's a gap in the experience of custom jewelry. I think the experience needs to be just as unique and individual as the piece that we're designing. And so how can you make something that is just for you in a chain store? It's kind of like an oxymoron. So I really felt that mm-hmm. there needed to be more attention to a one-on-one experience. People don't want the same thing that that the person next to them is wearing. And people really want to be involved in the buying process. Mm-hmm. And so it was just more of a marriage in terms of putting the experience together, as well as allowing the client to be part of the process.
And that's the key thing. People are really tired of going to the regular jewelry store and seeing what everybody else does. They want some uniqueness. They want something different, and they want to get involved in the process. And that is gonna mean a lot more to a couple than anything else that they buy in a regular jewelry store. And it's not just couple. You do many other things for many other occasions. Is that right?
Yes, that is right, Lizzie. I mean, first of all, I think that there's one component that has to do with achieving the look or the idea that the client has in mind. But also, we provide that comfort and convenience of not having to go and search and spend time trying to find the perfect piece and, you know, finding time parking and traveling and doing mm-hmm. all of those kinds of things. So aside from that, there is a story behind the piece of jewelry that they're creating with us.
Right.
They're able to tell their children and their children's children how this piece was created. You know, mom and dad or Nana and, you know, grandpa sat down and created this ring, and this is why we did it. And it just makes a piece of jewelry far more exciting. And that is one of the main reasons why I got into jewelry, is not only besides, you know, the beauty of the piece itself and, you know, how it sparkles and the impressive creativity and art that's involved in it, but the stories that the people have behind it. And that's, you know, one of the favorite parts that I have in meeting my clients is, you know, the stories that they have that they tell me while we're creating this piece of jewelry that reflects who they are.
And that's the key. That's another key thing, is the story behind the whole process. And I don't think you will get that on a regular store. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are with us. Today is with us Danielle, an amazing person, sweet, sweet soul. You must get in touch with Danielle. Right now we're talking about the jewelry process, but also there's much more than that. And she's launching a big, a huge event that I'd love for you to be participating about, especially for you guys here in the Ontario area, Toronto area. But she does custom, not only in Canada. I believe that you've been dealing also with people across the border in the United States. Can you talk about that, Danielle?
Yeah, sure. We have we are a national company, so we do coast to coast in Canada, but we also service the U.S. You know, technology is a fantastic thing, and so we are able to consult with our clients either via telephone or via Skype consultation, and communicate electronically, obviously, back and forth with our design process. So they can see real live the design process in real time, and visualize the design on their computer screen as we do that together remotely. So they're very much a part of it, just as they would be if they were doing it here in Toronto, where I'm located, and we're coming to them in their own home, their own private environment where they're comfortable. And yeah, so we're, technology is a great thing. It's really helped evolve and help us cater to our clients in a bit of a different way.
This is like home-to-home delivery. You don't see that in jewelry, and this is one of the amazing things of your business. On that note, Danielle, I really don't want to forget to mention to my listeners, where can people reach you? Please go ahead, share your phone number if you have one, a website, email, and obviously now social media, please.
Okay, well, we can be reached toll-free at 1-855-377-4422, and our website is www.diamondduchess, and that is spelled without a T. That's often a misconception. It's DUCHESS.ca, so diamondduchess.ca, and you can reach us via email at info@diamondduchess.ca or on Twitter at Mogul Jeweler, and Facebook at Diamond Duchess Jewelry.
Love it.
I think that
love
covers
it.
Everything.
I think so. And I love how people know to promote themselves. This is fantastic. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have Danielle with us right now talking about her business, talking about her love, her passion, and really, as she talked earlier, this is not just her business, this is her obsession. Love it, love it. So now, compared to other jewelries, and I know that you're very, very custom. This is there's no comparison. Price-wise, are you compared with regular jewelry stores?
Well, here's the big myth about custom jewelry, and that is that the pieces need to be elaborate or super expensive. And I like to use the analogy of or example of grocery shopping. If you were to go to the grocery store and pick out all the ingredients for your meal, then it's a little bit more cost effective and you get exactly what you want. You're investing the money in the ingredients that you would like to use for your meal. And so the same thing applies to custom jewelry. The client actually has full control over where they want to spend their dollars. And so if they're involved in the process, they are the ones that are dictating quality and cost, et cetera. So it is very much comparable to the cost that you would have or receive in a fine jewelry store or less, because, again, you're being involved in it. And we don't have the overhead that some of these large chains have. I mean, we have a studio downtown Toronto that our pieces are produced by hand. And aside from that, we don't have a brick and mortar type of a setup. And having that element removed from the equation, our overhead is significantly less than what you would find
That's
at
right.
a chain store, et cetera. So we pass along those savings to our clients, and that's one way that our clients are able to really achieve the look that they want, and their dollar goes a lot farther.
This is fantastic, everyone, because not only you are customizing your own piece and you are given a huge, this is value that it cannot have price on. You are definitely choosing every single material and you're creating something unique that nobody else in the world, maybe similar, would have for a cost that it could be even less than the regular. So this is fantastic. Actually, before I met Danielle, I knew one person that did that, and that's my dad. He's a retired jeweler, so there is no competition, Danielle. And but
yeah.
other than that, I've never met anybody other than my father who did that. So this is fantastic. So Danielle, you have a huge launch coming up, and obviously we want to talk about this launch. We want to talk about the money that you're raising, and we want people to be able to come to this event that is happening here in Ontario. In
Thank you. We have kicked off a launch or a new line, and Diamond Duchess is expanding. It is called the Original Gold Movement, and it's inspired by my career designing custom jewelry and the cumulative gratification, helping women create the things that they wish existed. And so I had launched the Original Gold Movement to provide versatility to women. Being a busy businesswoman, mother, wife, the list goes on. I can appreciate the amount of hats that people can wear in a certain day. So this line is targeted to busy women. It's a busy woman's savior. And the pieces are comprised of bracelets, rings, pendants, and earring bases with equivalent quality interchangeable pieces. And it's all crafted by hand in North America with 14 karat gold. People can pick whether they want white, rose, or yellow gold. They can mix and match the pieces to make the look their own. And it's the first in fine jewelry. So there are other lines that do it in sterling silver or titanium or some contemporary metals, but it has not been done yet in fine jewelry, so this is really exciting.
And this launch will be happening this week. Can you tell us where, when, and what time, please?
Yeah, of course. We actually kicked off this launch on January the 29th. Our campaign is on Kickstarter, and we are trying to raise $10,000 in 30 days in order to bring our product to the world's marketplace. And we have some amazing backer rewards, including limited edition designs. And it's also important to note that the backers have VIP access to our pieces before they're available to the public. So this, in order to celebrate, we have this Kickstarter launch that is a cocktail party this Thursday, February the 5th, from 6:30 to 8:30 at Shoeless Joe's Milton. And it's an open invitation and a chance for those who are interested in purchasing from the collection or just to learn more about it, to come out, meet me, and learn more about the company and the designs, et cetera.
Fantastic. So the website, everyone, is diamondduchess.ca. I will have the link, everyone, on my social media plus on my website. The event is February 5th at Shoeless Joe's and is at 6:30. So I will be there, and I want to make sure that you are also there to support Danielle and to support her work, and definitely to make sure that we all, as women, as an entrepreneur, we all help each other. If we don't help each other, who else will? Right? You're listening to the Lizzie D Radio Show. Today is an amazing day, and we have Danielle with us talking about her love, her passion, her obsession, love that, and her work. Also, I wanted to ask Danielle one of my last questions. We run out of time. I know that this is very, very important to you. This is your work. This is your love. But as an entrepreneur, and I just wanted to make sure that you focus on this question, because there's a lot of people that aspire to be like you, and they're listening to us all over the world, and they're thinking, well, look at her, look at Danielle, amazing website, amazing business. How did she got here? What did you do? I love to learn from her. What would you say? What would be your couple of words of advice for my listeners that I would like to be inspired by you?
The one piece of advice, if I could give, would be to always make your decisions based on hope and not fear. Always make your decision based on the best case scenario, the best outcome, and never concern yourself with the worst case scenario, because it's never going to be as bad as you think it is.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And this is amazing. Look at her. She's given advice to people all over the world, and she's definitely given 150%, and really that's what it takes. You love what you do. Just follow your heart, and don't expect any grandiose thing. Whatever comes is what is meant to be, and I strongly, strongly believe in that. Actually, I have one last question. What would you say, or what would you remember being one of your most satisfied clients, something that you could say to the audience out there, that somebody has come back to you and share a story with you, and that something that moved them, and you can definitely remember this for the rest of your business life?
Well, a lot of my business as well is repurposing jewelry. And what that means is people who have inherited heirlooms that are not necessarily their style, broken pieces of jewelry, pieces of jewelry that they used to love but become outdated. I meet with the clients and we do a design assessment. And we take weights of the metal, we measure the stones, and we actually take those resources and melt them down and reapply it to a new design. And so all of the sentimental value of those stones, of those precious metals, are kept intact, just presented in a different way. So it's a piece that has love, that it's coming from, you know, years and years and years of being in a family, or, you know, sentimental value attached to it. And it's just something that is now being loved outside of the jewelry box, as opposed to being kept in a jewelry box, which is just a sin for any piece of jewelry. So
that's right.
To be worn and be looked at and admired and most importantly loved. And so an experience would have involved that, and we were able to take grandma's rings. It was a combination of his side of the family and her side of the family, and we melted some pieces down and we created an engagement ring. And so it was absolutely fabulous to have both sides of the family be part of this union, because that's really what it is, right? A support on both sides, two families becoming one. And how great is it that two families' lines of jewelry from, you know, their ancestors, et cetera, have been collaborated into one piece? So it's
that's
so special.
Beautiful. That's so beautiful. That deserves definitely an applause. Danielle, I want to thank you so, so much for being part of the Lizzie T. Radio Show, being part of our amazing network. We will see you on February 5th to support your launch. And I know it's going to be very, very successful. The website, again, everyone, is diamondduchess.ca. And again, the link will be on my social media. I would love for you to have a great, great day. And any last word, Danielle?
No, just thank you so much for the opportunity to share about my launch and to share some advice with some other great women out there. I appreciate it. And you're an inspiration yourself, Lizzie.
You're very welcome. Was that woman on fire or what? Was she on fire or what? Well, if that didn't motivate you, look at her. She's doing so much. I don't know what else will, guys. I don't know who else I should bring on because this is it. Doesn't get more woman on fire than this. And for you guys who are listening to, make sure you contact us. The email is radio@lizt.ca. Moving on the musical section, everyone.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Thank you.
Woman on Fire is a creating and blazing path, creating success for not only herself. She boldly shares her journey on this road with others so they too can appreciate her challenges, witnessing her tears, but most of all, the smile of accomplishment. Woman on Fire seeks mentorship and support through the hills and valleys of business. She is not afraid to fail because she knows that in her failure lies her lessons for success that will bring her from the darkness and into the light. Women on Fire are known for listening to that small voice in the depths of their inner being, choosing to believe in themselves when no one else does. Woman on Fire is about allowing yourself to discover and share your gifts with the world. Woman on Fire North America Tour is looking for sponsors for conferences, Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and Miami. Contact Allison Harvey at 647-713-3622. WomanOnFire.ca.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Now, this ain't no happy ending.